Day number 30. The parable of the little kite. Read John 16, verse 33. The little kite was ecstatic. After weeks of being lovingly assembled piece by piece, today his master finally would take him out to do what he was made to do, to fly high. The sky was blue, the wind was stiff, the day was perfect. In the field, the master runs with him, and instantly the little kite takes to the wind. "Higher, higher," he squealed, and up he rose. "How beautiful it is up here," he marveled. But soon he realized he wasn't rising anymore. "It's this string. It's holding me back," he realized, growing increasingly frustrated, then disgruntled, and then angry and sullen. "Why won't my master let me go? Why does he keep me tethered like this?" he brooded. Just then, a strongest of wind came and yanked him upward so hard it snapped the string. "Yay, I'm going higher, higher, higher!" The end of the story of the little kite is not so glorious. This is a metaphor for us as we walk through life. The wind will blow, which is fine because we're made for it. Indeed, we need the winds of trial and adversity to grow and purify our faith. But the string, our faith, must be tethered to our Heavenly Father. He will never let us go. The question is, where is our faith anchored? Is it anchored to a graven image, a god of our own making? If so, when our wrong notions are discovered and disillusionment settles in, will our string snap under the strain? Will we end up spiraling downward and crashing into a jumbled mess on the ground? Or will we look to the Lord to keep us airborne, holding us up when our own strength falters? Crises and the suffering they cause will come. It's the stuff of a groaning planet, of people being made perfect day by day, even as they are already perfect. Already, but not yet, as the saying goes. Jesus' words to his grieving disciples the night before his crucifixion are a perfect conclusion to these thoughts. "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."